This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Because the mainstream media was barely there to cover Antifa and BLM anarchist chaos doesn't mean it didn't happen.
What you're seeing behind me is one of multiple locations that have been burning in Kenosha, Wisconsin over the course of the night.
Fortunately for the rest of us, a hard-charging group of citizen journalists captured everything and posted it all on social media for the world to see.
They're stoking fears about black and brown Americans, lying about how minorities will destroy the suburbs.
It ain't nothing left here, so when we start coming to the suburbs, when we come to the government center, then what's all gonna do? You see what I'm saying? So, hey, that's just what's gonna happen, you know?
Apparently, the Associated Press didn't see it and has now slid rapidly into the quicksand of propaganda, writing, President Donald Trump portrays the hundreds of people arrested nationwide in protests against racial injustice as violent urban left-wing radicals. But an Associated Press review of thousands of pages of court documents tells a different story. Very few of those charged appear to be affiliated with highly organized extremist groups. And many are young suburban adults from the very neighborhoods Trump vows to protect from the violence in his re-election push to win support from the suburbs. Defense attorneys and civil rights activists are questioning why the Department of Justice has taken on cases to begin with. They say most belong in state court, where defendants typically get much lighter sentences. And they argue federal authorities appear to be cracking down on protesters in an effort to stymie demonstrations. But after billions of dollars of property damage, roughly 40 people killed as a direct result of the protests, including the cold-blooded murders of several Trump supporters, one of those by a bodyguard of leftist media, no less, and a culture split in half by Marxist subversion, does the media really expect us to ignore what we have seen with our own eyes?
I have a question for you, Joe Biden. You said that Antifa is just an idea. This is what the idea you're talking about, Antifa? This is what they did to me. I'm at the hospital right now, Joe Biden, because of Antifa. So I just want to ask you, do you still think, after seeing this, that they're just an idea?
Meanwhile, Facebook doubles down on its algorithm to censor those they and, more importantly, China disagree with.
Facebook, the company, operates something called the Hate Speech Engineering Team. Now, how do they know how to censor hate speech? Well, at least half a dozen members of the in-house team are, in fact, Chinese nationals in this country on H-1B visas.
What the insider told me is that they actually are on the lookout for what they call specifically borderline content. And the whole goal is as you're surfing your news feed, there are certain things they consider quote-unquote borderline content, which apparently includes now New York Post reporting for the oldest newspaper in this country, which they then ensure that you see it last on your newsfeed, whereas there are other content that they want you to see for commercial reasons or whatever, and the same engineers, if they manage to get you to interact with it, will then get discretionary bonuses according to this insider.
Social media only pours more fuel on the fire of propaganda, aiding those anti-American radical leftists the AP claim don't exist that continue to churn out of our universities, trained in the art of anarchy by professors like Midwestern State University philosophy professor Nathan June, who wrote on Facebook, "I want the entire world to burn until the last cop is strangled with the intestines of the last capitalist, who is strangled in turn with the intestines of the last politician."
Hey, this is Nathan June coming to you from Wichita Falls, Texas. Thanks to Dwayne for inviting me to participate in this project. So, what is anarchist studies? Well, first of all, I think that anarchist studies is a contested term. I don't think that there's any real consensus necessarily among those of us who like to think of ourselves as working in anarchist studies. I think it's something that we're still trying to figure out.
What follows in the psychotic mindset is the strangling of all those that disagree with the dangerous narrative dominating these overlords in our media. John Bound reporting.
All right, I got ultra massive news when we come back. Ultra massive. Ultra massive. With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We could only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low on a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is for your body's defenses, your health, your stamina. That's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Out on the road for 26 years. All of it getting us in the back position for what's happening right now. They've got Satan and his operating system. We've got God. We're jacked in. Party computer ready. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are so honored to be here because we are an American band. We're American. They've been trying to demoralize us, dumb us down, and poison us, and drug us out of our minds. But we're coming to your town. We're coming to your country. We're bringing 1776 worldwide. Well, we want you to succeed. We want you to throw the globalist chains off. We want to see you go to the stars with us. Because America is an idea whose time has come. It will be America that destroys the New World Order. It will be America that overturns the world government. It will be America that is going to be a key part in defeating the Antichrist world system in God's plan. Sit back and watch. That's what all the fake theologians say. America isn't in Revelations. America isn't mentioned. All of it's pure lies. It's all right there for you to see. Thank you so much for joining us on this transmission, Thursday, October 22nd. The quickening is here, 11 days. I want to open the phones up. And there was one caller left on hold yesterday who we're going to call up if he wants to come on. He'll be our first caller. But I want to open the phones up for the entire 4 hours of the transmission. We have James O'Keefe popping in for one segment in the third hour, and then Bishop Larry Gators, with all of his interesting esoteric research, is going to be coming in. I think I'm going to host a little bit of that time with him as well, because I've got some questions for him. But I want to open the phones up throughout the entire transmission. I'll give the number out, start of the next segment, and you can start your engines, and I'm going to really try to get to a lot of the calls. Okay. Man, look, if you're freaked out by what's going on, so am I. I mean, I knew all this stuff was coming. I knew the globalists were in control of the planet, and I knew they were trying to get greater control over our individual lives. And I knew they were really bad people. But now so much has happened in the last 8 months, and they're now so out in the open about what they're going to do that I am just flabbergasted that more people aren't supporting Bolsonaro, more people aren't supporting Trump, more people aren't supporting their own secessionist movements. But the truth is, and when I say secessionist, I mean out of these globalist systems, the EU, the New World Order, WTO, the UN.
But the truth is, whether you're in Spain or whether you're in France or whether you're in Nigeria or whether you are in Israel or whether you are in Russia or whether you are in China, there are people rebelling against these globalist forces everywhere at record levels. And that's why they've used the COVID exaggeration, the COVID martial law, the planned pandemic, the scamdemic, to lock everything down. And they admit that's what they're doing. And so that's really the good news, is they're throwing everything they've got at us right now with this. And people aren't buying into it on average. People, through panopticonic pressure, though, are still complying with the mask, which holds up the facade that the overblown hoax is a reality. And that's why they've got to block and censor all the medical doctors and epidemiologists and scientists. But if you study Foucault, who wrote about the Panopticon, and if you study the Panopticon and the development of modern prisons in France 250 years ago, they had a round prison ward with a tower that went up three stories or four stories, depending on the design, and so that prisoners would feel like they were being watched at all times out of the windows, even though most of the time there weren't guards there. And so that's what a panopticon is, and that's what panopticonic surveillance is you self-enforce. So you don't believe in the mask, you don't believe in COVID, you don't, but you wear it. So I'll be sitting there in a legal meeting, I'll be sitting there at a store, I'll be sitting there wherever, and I'm like, you don't need that mask with me, I know it's a fraud. And most of the time, they will pull the mask off, particularly young, attractive women. I'll be like, boy, it's really sad I can't see your face. And they're like, ooh, boom, that mask comes off. And I was in a store the other day, and there were two women behind the counter. They're wearing their masks. They're getting something for me. And I just said, you don't need to wear those masks. Well, they kind of make us do it. And I said, why don't you just take them off? You know it's a fraud. You know it's a lie. She said, well, I heard that. My brother said that. I was reading that. I'm like, okay, yeah. And we just have to do that. And I annoy the crew when they go out with me. I annoy my children. I know my wife's on board. She's about as bad as I am now, telling people it's fraud. And we just go to the park anywhere, and we just go, oh, you're jogging, but you're wearing a mask. I mean, the American Airline Association and the International Association came out a week ago. Like, reprint me that, guys. You're the ones that brought it to me. Where you got a 1 in 23 million chance of getting COVID on an airplane. I mean, folks, why is it you're not getting super spread on these airplanes? Because it's an overblown fraud. And again, I know 99% of you know this, but for the 1% that just tuned in, I want you to know this. You will die without vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc of any virus. Your cells will stop working, and anything can invade and take over your cells because they malfunction, because the mitochondria cannot give orders to the cells if it does not have those. And it's not just three things. Most people end up being deficient in D, because of the winter, C, because they're not eating leafy green vegetables or citrus at proper levels, and zinc. But there's 13 vitamins that if you don't have them, you die. And a bunch of minerals, you don't have them, you die. And you need the other ones to be healthy. So I've got hundreds of articles, hundreds of things to cover. I just want to say again, because the fall's here, and people don't get malnutrition, and you're going to die of the flu, you're going to die of a cold, you're going to die of pneumonia, you're going to die of COVID. You're going to die of tuberculosis. You think homeless have high levels of tuberculosis just because they are homeless? No, they're taking drugs and they're not eating good food. They're eating gas station food and they're taking drugs and they're sleeping outside and their bodies are run down. They're all skinny. You ever see fat homeless people? Very rarely. Because they're spending all the money on drugs. And that's why they've almost all got TB, folks. Because they're run down. Like, oh, why'd my engine blow? I hadn't put oil in it in 2 years. You could have a brand new car, and in 6-8 months, if you hadn't changed that oil, you had an oil leak, and there's no oil in there in days. Hell, if you're driving down the road without oil, your engine will seize up in 10 minutes. And again, these aren't weapons God gave us. These are things we have to have. It's not like they go, oh, vitamin D is a weapon against COVID. Vitamin C is a weapon against it. Oh, fish oil is a weapon against Alzheimer's. If you don't have essential fatty acids that are clean, your brain short circuits. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to come back and hit the big Hunter Biden news, the big debate news, the big election fraud news that's so huge that I don't even know how to respond to this. I mean, this is so big that I should not even be on air right now. Okay? I barely got on air because of this. And I'm sitting there looking at this, and I'm just like, you know what real journalists are like? Real journalists are like FBI agents, or what they used to be. That's all you do. You go out to a place, you get the proof, you show it to people, you document it. But I don't have the money to hire retired FBI agents. But, I mean, that's what a real journalist would do. Notice media doesn't do that anymore. They just see something somebody said, and then they just repeat what they heard. I mean, when I come back, I'm going to tell you this piece of news I've got, that I've seen the evidence, and it's even from law enforcement, and everyone's afraid to bring it out, even though they'll be heroes. It's another thing. It's this timidness of everybody. But wait till you hear about what's going on when we come back. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. One way that dog hunts, you share that link. You share that link, George Soros, he'll get you burning hell.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Short days, 90 days to the inauguration, 11 to the nightmare of the Chi-Coms and the entire globalist forces launching the attempted takedown of our sacred republic. I don't have words to describe to you how incredible this is. You don't need me to tell you, you already know. I don't have music that can build us up to the point of the incredible majesty of what God has in store for us if we'll just be faithful. I'm Alex Jones, your host. This is the live October 22nd, Thursday transmission. This is the final countdown. All right. My biggest frustration is that we have a small media organization that reaches millions of people a day, and they can get in front of the president. And as soon as I hire somebody and train them, they get poached away to go work somewhere else, which is fine, but it happens all the time. And this morning, I learned from very credible sources something that I'd already gotten from another credible source last week, and that I got so busy, I never followed up on. So when I learned from the City of Austin source, I'll leave it at that, what was going on, it was like a kick in the stomach because I already knew about it. And again, that's just an example of how rampant this is. And what am I talking about? Guys, will you cue up the clip out of Germantown, Maryland, please, with the man looking over his shoulder, messing with the ballot and with a pen, a marker, changing it, which is a crime, I believe, in that state. But that's speculation. I mean, maybe the guy's just stupid, didn't know what he was doing. This is a source known directly by individuals employed here that have worked in, let's just say, different stratas of the security apparatus of this country. And all over Austin, they are mailing into nursing homes multiple ballots, sometimes four apiece. But, of course, not everybody's getting them. Women are getting them. And almost all of them are registered what? Democrats. When I learned about this last week, I said, let me guess, is it mainly women? Yeah, how do you know that? And let me guess, they're Democrats. Yeah, they are. And so I have a separate individual come here this morning. And he's showing me the evidence of this, but oh, this person, you know, works in the City of Austin. They don't want to get in trouble. And I get that, but you're going to get in more trouble. There's not a country. So I'm just like, just get me copies of the ballots. Oh, well, touching somebody else's ballot, you know, that could be a crime. So they're mailing out everybody ballots. They're mailing them into nursing homes. People don't know what planet they're on, most of them. And the staff is filling them out and getting paid off to do it, okay? And, I mean, it's open and shut. It's going on. So, guarantee I call the FBI that it's going to happen. Because they won't let them. The average FBI people are good, but those above them aren't going to let them do anything. But you know what? I'm still going to call the FBI. And so I told these folks, I said, just go out. I said, I don't care what you got to do. Go over there and damn it. I mean, I'll sneak into the nursing home myself and do the interview. But see, we've got this passive attitude. Well, this isn't hearsay. One individual has the damn ballots his mommy was given, four of them, and they're saying, yeah, the rest of the women got them and folks in the nursing home. God help us. And can you imagine when that comes back to the state of Texas? Imagine how bad it is in Michigan or Pennsylvania or Florida. It's going to be totally a jackknife snarl of entanglement and impossible to find out what's going on. And in states like Texas, it'll be hard to get fake ballots through, but some will still make it. But what's going to happen in other states? Well, we know what's going to happen. And that's why the Democrats in the last year quietly tried to get the Pentagon to say they'd overthrow Trump if they contest the election. The Pentagon said no, hell no. So they moved about a month ago to saying, okay, Biden's going to win by a landslide. But remember before, oh, they got caught with fake polls 4 years ago, so they weren't doing it as bad this time. But now right back to fake polls, he's going to win in a landslide. And they're just going to say he won, and they're going to go with the secession movement and have the media declare Biden the winner. They'll say, well, it's not clear the night of. It'll take a week or two. And then they're going to say Biden wins, and then when Trump contests it, they're going to say he's a liar. And this is a disaster by design. And during that, they're going to plunge the stock market, saying uncertainty about America. Trump won't step down. Stock market down 5,000 points, 7,000 points, 10,000 points, 12,000 points, 14,000 points, 20,000 points. And it's going to be everybody lined up saying get rid of Trump, and Biden will turn the stock market back on. And they're going to betray us during that period, and then they're going to kill the dollar, and then the average leftist won't remember they did this a month later. They have no memory. They won't care that their pension's shot. They won't care everything's bankrupt. They won't care there's war on the streets. They won't care that they'll be Venezuela like that. They'll be Cuba like that. Because that's the thing about leftists. They have a spirit of evil, a spirit of denial, a spirit of being morons. Yeah, shock poll, Texas tied. Mega rips debate moderator. Trump weighs firing FBI director and Barr. Well, I mean, they're not doing their job. He had the laptop, Hunter Biden. Releases full 60 minutes interview. He walks out of tough questions. No, he doesn't. She already got in 45 minutes. Twitter account hacked. 994 COVID deaths today. Yeah, they're counting all the flus and all the pneumonias. He always had that many deaths, but, oh, they're going to talk about it all day and discuss it because they're trying to steal Texas, folks. That's how much trouble we're in because we have a criminal, organized crime group trying to take over the country, and then that means the whole planet. And that's why we've got to be praying for a global awakening, and we've got to get Trump back in, and then he's got to go on the offense. And let me tell you, he's out there not wearing a mask. He's saying COVID's overblown now. He's saying arrest the deep state. He's saying go after the New World Order. He is taking the vaccine program away from Bill Gates, which I told you would piss Gates off because Gates wants you to have that mRNA. Once he just says he has the vaccine, that ends the fear and then nobody will take the vaccine. Trump knows what he's doing. It's actually working. I'm not defending his Machiavelli tactics. I'm not for inoculation because I know they taint him. I'm saying Trump knows what he's doing. He's doing a different strategy than I would, but more and more, he's been 90% of my strategy. He's like 98% of the strategy I'd go with. It's just the truth. Guns a-blazing, out in the open. Just like I released the segments of the interview with Megyn Kelly before she did to show that she was lying, Trump just did that with 60 Minutes. So you can see how they jump cut, how they edit what he really said. So the good news is, out of this, the system's being destroyed. It's corrupt. It's un-American. It's out of control. Will Trump survive it? Will InfoWars survive it? Will some of you survive it? Maybe not. But at least we're fighting back now, and that's the good news. Now that we're awake, now that we're fighting back, the enemy just threw everything it's got at us. The whole world, the Chi-Coms, trillions of dollars, and they're losing right now. You got that? So this fight's just going to go on, and we're going to take the globalist out. But we've got Obama criticizing the president in a disgusting way, and laughing like he's in junior high, like that fools us, that there's no conspiracy, there's no powerful group, because they fear that exposure.
Black Friday in October. Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. It was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for AutoShip, an additional 10% off. That makes many of these items lost leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our best sellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose the zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today with just 2 weeks of the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12 taken under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Some good news. I'll get the really big news. You've had state courts and federal courts
all over the United States say Congress shall make no law establishing religion. The establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Congress shall make no law. Congress shall make no law concerning the establishment of religion or the free exercise thereof. Don't have a jurisdiction. Don't have it. That means it's not your rodeo, not your property, not your zone, not your area, not your lane. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or the right of the press, or the right of the people to peacefully assemble for a redress of their grievances. That's the First Amendment. And it's under total globalist assault right now. But you see what's happening. Federal court just ruled that churches cannot be forced to wear masks and that they cannot do social distancing. But the problem is the churches themselves will self-enforce it because the media always says, according to the WHO, according to the UN, and the corporations are the new government, and big tech is the new enforcer. And that's why they're making their move, is they believe they can supersede Congress and your local governments because they've already bought off most of Congress. They've already bought off most of the cities. They've already got control, and that's why it's up to we, the people. United can never be defeated. But it comes to us in non-compliance. Like, oh, Alex, just wear the mask. You know, it'll be over soon. It'll never be over. Bill Gates now says 10 years. Because the mask is a symbol of idiocy. Big studies have come out. They're trying to suppress that masks actually spread disease. It's all crap, ladies and gentlemen. It's all total and complete bunk. Doctors wear masks because they don't want to smell your blood and the pus coming out of your teeth when they're drilling them. Doctors wear gas-operated spacesuits now with oxygen pumped in because when they're removing those mercury fillings, they don't want to breathe it. Not because they're worried about keeping you safe. The M95 masks protect those wearing it, but not those outside of it. But these are facts. The simpletons want to just wear their mask and feel like they're this good person, like, oh, I've got my app on my phone. All the major restaurants now, even small ones, you go in them and, oh, we don't have menus anymore. You scan right here. You got to have a phone. Oh, I don't have my phone. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't get food. And that's getting you ready to scan. And if you hadn't paid your taxes, if you don't have a good social credit score, they're not letting you in the building. That's the admitted plan. And you can tell the owner of the restaurant that they don't care. They get some corporate email that tells them how to make money and who to sign up with and what they should do to be a good citizen. And every liberal restaurant has it. Every conservative restaurant doesn't. The left adopts whatever they're told. They're a cult. Here's a clip of a local newscast on federal court striking down the unconstitutional mask mandates.
And a big talker this morning in one of our top stories on CBSDenver.com is the win in federal court by two churches here in Colorado. The court case allows congregations to no longer wear masks or limit the number of people under one roof. The pastors of Colorado churches Denver Bible Church and Community Baptist Church filed a lawsuit in August, saying the restrictions were violations of the right to free exercise of religion. The federal judge made the decision in agreement last Thursday. However, the state says it plans to appeal the decision to overrule state health orders.
But notice they don't care about Black Lives Matter shooting people in the head or huge rallies. They want churches to stay shut and gyms and restaurants, producers. They want you to come to them to be able to have a life. Now, let's break it down. Oh, all the restaurants are going digital to stop COVID because we're dirty and menus are bad. And, robots wash our plates. Oh, other humans are evil. That's how you depopulate. You teach folks that any human action's bad. You teach folks that no one can ever get sick and no one can ever die because it's an impossible problem that can never be fixed. Bill Gates says, you'll never fix the problem. You'll never go back to normal. I'm going to run your life because we're teaching you to have a hysteria about regular flu, regular cold, regular pneumonia death. Because the tests are geared to shut down anybody that has a positive test. Joe Rogan's had to shut down because his producer supposedly had COVID. Isn't even sick. But, we've got to shut down because the insurance company says we just have to go away. Talk about the wimp culture. And I'm not saying Joe's a wimp. But, I mean, this is the nanny state now, you see. Oh, you can't have a cold. Oh, but never tells you you need zinc. Never tells you you need vitamin D3. Never tells you you need C. Never tells you that if you have a large dose of that and you're absorbing it, that you're basically invincible from viruses. You may still get a heart attack. You may still have a stroke. You may still get struck by lightning. You may still be in a car wreck. You may still get cancer, but not as often. But you basically can't get viral infections when you're loaded up with 13 vitamins and minerals. And that's a damn fact. That's problem solved. But, don't tell anybody that. You need $3,000 Remdesivir that Bill Gates and Fauci own part of. All right. I need to hit the laptop news. I need to give the number out and take calls. I need to hit all these clips. And I said I'd play something when we came back that was huge, but I'm out of time right now. This Obama thing coming out and saying, man, Trump's crazy. He believes in a secret power group. We're under UN control with our health. Medical doctors that own hospitals can't have YouTube channels saying they gave steroids to their patients and cured them. Wow. I also saw him doing a speech yesterday with a mask on. It was like bang, fire goes up. That's all coming up. This is a big deal, though. I'll explain why when we come back. I'll get the number out. Separately, this is a new massive week of specials at preparewithalex.com. You can find the whole food catalog at My Patriot Supply, and then we get the support from the sponsorship there to buy the exact same food, exact same price, then InfoWarsStore.com, except for three things. And they got rid of the other sales because they couldn't do that anymore. It's already the lowest price. You already find great deals there. 1 year supply, 6 month supplies, ready to ship right now. But they have $100 off 4 week emergency food supply, highest quality, great containers, easily portable, ready to ship within 1 day of your order to get it way before the election. $100 off 4 week emergency food supply, $130 off Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration. That's unprecedented. $20 off 9-in-1 multifunction LED solar rechargeable light and the full catalog there at preparewithalex.com. Only a few days left on that. Take advantage of it or call 888-411-0350. PrepareWithAlex.com, 888-411-0350. And we're selling out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12 very fast. Get those at InfoWarsStore.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Believe it's almost winning. I mean, it's just horrifying what the globalists have already done to third world countries, what they've done to us, what they do to those they get control of. They're just monsters. Remember, Obama was at West Point about 5 years ago. I played the clip many times. He says, don't listen to those that claim tyranny's always around the corner and there's danger and there's oppressive systems and people that want to take your rights. This is not true. There is no New World Order. Remember that? Even though he's part of the same project that calls for a New World Order under Herbert Walker Bush. Well, he came out, as you know, in his speech that they're billing destroyed Trump, you know, all the CNN hype, to a little tiny crowd. And at first he had his mask on and finally just pulled it off. He's like, kept messing with the mask and finally pulled it off. I mean, just no one can do this. It's a joke. They're smothering us. And so that's the image, him pulling that mask off. He slams Trump for believing secret cabal runs the world. I mean, we just saw Bill Gates over every major African country except Tanzania, over the U.S., over Canada, over Mexico, even though Bolsonaro's president, Gates, through his system, controls their medical system, because they did the grants and the funding over the last 30 years. Europe's under it. The U.N. gives the orders. If the U.N. says you don't need vitamin D3, if a doctor tries to prescribe it, they get arrested. Vitamin C, you get arrested. Seriously. Doctor's saying, hey, here's vitamin D and C. Take this. Boom, arrested SWAT team, FBI. People go, well, the FBI's here. I mean, it must be bad what they did. It's like, you gave that baby mother's milk. Why, you put a plant in the sun. You're arrested. Why, you didn't run that red light. We're arresting you. Why, you helped a little old lady across the street. We're going to... But again, they do it like, oh, the FBI's here. I mean, the doctor is giving a vitamin C. I mean, we have to. And so we're under United Nations control, telling us exactly what we can do, when we can do, how we can do it. And it's all centralized. And Bill Gates is on TV going, I don't care what Trump says. You're going to take 5 shots a year, and the masks don't come off for 10 years. And the media goes, okay, they don't come off for 10 years. People go, who died and made this guy emperor of the planet? I mean, imagine if an alien sat down on a little pink cushion and said, I am Gork from Mars. I am your emperor. If you don't do as I say, I'll blow your planet up. Well, there's Bill Gates. You can never go back to normal until you take all my shots, have trackers on your phones, and always wear a mask. And then a year later, actually, you'll take the shots and have the trackers, but you'll still never have freedom because we're trying to save the Earth from your carbon footprint, and we're going to make you poor. So then they can make us do what they say socially for food because now everything's going to be automated. See, automation and robots doesn't mean you work 2 days a week. It means you die. Oh, the year 2020 or year 2030. Well, automation will be so great with robots, we'll work 2 days a week and do art and literature and just get smarter. But instead, we work more hours and have less, and everything's falling apart, and nothing works right. Planned obsolescence in humanity, and it's all admitted to be their official plan. And they write books how they're doing it. And they've got all these movies. There's a new movie out. Every time I turn around, I'll read them. The spoiler on a science fiction movie. I used to like science fiction until every movie is the Earth is overpopulated. Everyone dies. But thanks to depopulation and a new system, humans merge with machines. And now they're able to live into the future forever. Blah, blah, blah. You know, used to it was iRobot. The robots could become a problem. But oh, no, no, not now. All the new movies is, oh, no, 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 no. We become robots and live forever. What a dystopic nightmare. And so they're telling you all this, these godless big tech executives that are bigger than government, engage in all these crimes against you. But again, the delusional conservatives, the delusional lawyers that still think, because they're in the big ivory Capitol building, that they're in control. You're in control of nothing because you handed your power over to the New World Order, dumbasses. And I'm saying, if you want to get the Senate and the House to do something, you want your governor to do something, don't call up and bitch at him and say, oh, you're a tyrant, you're taking us over. They like that. Say, you're a schmuck, you're an idiot. You've been taken over by a multinational powerhouse. You're run by China. You're run by big tech. You're a bitch. Because they are. That's who they are. So let's go to this clip of Obama. And what is Obama really telling you here in this clip? He's saying, don't talk about the international power structure. Don't talk about the big banks. Don't talk about the New World Order. Don't talk about the WTO. Don't talk about the IMF. Don't talk about the World Bank. Don't talk about globalism. Don't talk about the UN, because globalism is the global government, and it's authoritarian, and it's bad. And if we ever have a debate about it and say, it's authoritarian, it's bad, it's out of control, it's done. They want to just bring in globalism, have you accept a world ID on your iPhone, a face scan that controls everything you do and taxes your movements and runs your life and makes you poor, all under the COVID rollout. This is them rolling their takeover out. And so Obama makes jokes when we see rigged debates, rigged polls, all big tech blocking Hunter Biden's real emails, now confirmed sex abuse of children, emails to his dad, and the media is more than happy as spokespersons, as PR firms, to cover that up. So, oh, there's no centralized group. There's no secret group. You're right. It's not secret. It's out in the open. So here's Obama laughing and ridiculing what he fears. Like, ha, ha, ha. And then they claim the sun comes up in the morning. Ha, ha, ha. Next, they said the ocean's got water in it. Ha, ha, ha. Next, they said the grass was green. Let me tell you another one. Ha, 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 ha. Next, he told me that roosters go cock-a-doodle-doo. And then it gets even worse. He told me the really funny thing, that the sky is blue. Yeah. Yeah. He said vaccines are dangerous. A bunch of people are dying in the trials. He's right. Here's Obama, not looking too good. Looks like Big Mike might have given him AIDS. Here it is.
And with Joe and Kamala at the helm, you're not going to have to think about the crazy things they said every day. And that's worth a lot. You're not going to have to argue about them every day. It just won't be so exhausting. You might be able to have a Thanksgiving dinner without having an argument. You'll be able to go about your lives knowing that the president is not going to retweet conspiracy theories about secret cabals running the world or that Navy SEALs didn't actually kill bin Laden. Think about that. The president of the United States retweeted that.
They didn't.
Imagine.
What?
We're not going to have a president that goes out of his way to insult anybody who doesn't support him or threaten them with jail. That's not normal presidential behavior.
And listen how he's... But it's not normal to sell us out to China. It's not normal to call your wife, Michael, over and over again. We're going to go to break. I'm going to give the number out. We're going to take your calls. I'm going to get to the laptop news, all of it. But that was a big deal right there. They are so scared. Separately, again, do not forget, we're selling out a vitamin mineral fusion. As folks know, it boosts your natural defenses, your immune system. It's got the zinc. It's got the vitamin D. It's got the, all of it. It's got the C. It's got all the minerals. It's got everything you and your children need. It tastes great. It's all natural. It's delicious. Vitamin mineral fusion, InfoWarsStore.com. And even though it's going to sell out in like 7, 8, 9 days at current sales rate, I'm going to go ahead and keep it discounted, even though we're not getting more of it until the earliest mid-December because of the supply chain breakdown. So I just, it's the moral thing to do to thank all the listeners. I'm going to keep it discounted for a couple more days, and then we're still going to keep it discounted, but not 50% off because we've got to fund our operation. So get your vitamin mineral fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And Ultra 12 is so good for your body's defenses as well. It's such a great foundation for your cells, for your stamina. You've got to have it. This is the strongest, highest quality form. Take it under the tongue. Let it sit there for about a minute. Absorbs in the blood vessels. Incredible. This works better for me at like 9 at night if I got to work 5 more hours and coffee. And I go right to sleep after I take it. That's the stuff that B12 does. It's the best. Ultra 12, InfoWarsStore.com. Knockout. Look, it's all there. Free shipping. Up to 60% off. Store-wide free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Triple Patriot points. Check out all the products. They're amazing. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.